The Supreme Court today hears the case of Davis versus Monroe County Board of Education. At issue is whether a school is liable when one student attending the institution harasses another. From Peach State Public Radio in Atlanta, Susanna Capelluto reports.
In 1992, LaShonda Davis was a fifth grader at Hubbard Elementary School in Monroe County, Georgia. Her mother, Aurelia Davis, says one day LaShonda came home and told her about a boy in her class.
This little boy at school was messing with her. And I said, messing with you? She said, yes, ma'am. I said, you know, I said, what you mean, you know? He was, playing with you? She said, no, ma'am, you know, he messing with, you know, like touching, rubbing against me, trying to, you know, feel my vagina and breast, you know. I went, wow. I said, did you tell the teacher? She said, yes, ma'am.
Davis says she called the teacher that night, who verified LaShonda's complaint, but the boy didn't stop harassing her daughter. After 6 months of repeated complaints to the school, Aurelia Davis had had enough.
I was angry all the while, but when she came home that May and that tear ran down that cheek, and she dropped that book bag at the door and said, you know, he did it again. You know, that was the bottom line. Because I knew it was going to stop then and there.
Davis filed a complaint against the boy with the sheriff. In juvenile court, the boy pleaded guilty to sexual battery and has moved away from Monroe County. In 1994, Davis filed a lawsuit against the school board, saying that under Title IX, the school should have done more to prevent the boy from sexually harassing her daughter. Marsha Greenberger is president of the National Women's Law Center, which is representing Davis before the Supreme Court.
We believe that there are many cases that support the fact that our Title IX federal law that prohibits sex discrimination in schools does cover school responsibility in this kind of situation. The courts have found that the basic law prohibiting sex discrimination in employment does require employers to accept the kind of responsibility that the Davises are asking the school to accept here.
School officials won't reveal details of how they dealt with Davis's complaints, but Superintendent Charles Dumas says he's comfortable with the way they were handled. He says Title IX shouldn't apply here.
Why should it apply to us when we have local procedures with grievance procedures? We have our policies. We have avenues of dealing with it. I don't think I should be in federal court over this particular issue.
A district court judge threw out Davis's lawsuit before trial in 1994, saying that neither the school board nor its employees had any role in the harassment. Then a three-judge panel of the 11th Circuit Court reversed the decision, but the full 11th Circuit Court ruled that Title IX is not intended to hold educational institutions liable for student-to-student sexual harassment. John Marshall, a legal expert with Georgia State University in Atlanta, says that court decisions have been mixed in rulings covering student-to-student sexual harassment.
The law is fairly clear that had an employee of the Board of Education sexually harassed a student, then there would be liability. But the issue in this case is whether there is liability for a school board for one student sexually harassing another student. Now, there are other courts, and this is why the Supreme Court is looking at this, and other circuits that have found differently and have said that there should be liability because the failure to prevent sexual harassment by one student of another is a form of sex discrimination.
School boards around the country will closely watch the outcome of this case. Should Davis prevail, school officials fear that it will open up a wave of expensive litigations. Julie Underwood is a lawyer with the National School Boards Association.
The question is whether the disciplinary issues in schools should be sent to the courts or whether those should be retained by the teachers, the principals, and the parents. I mean, who would you want resolving disciplinary issues in schools? Teachers, principals, and parents, or the federal courts?
A decision in this case is expected this summer. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capelluto in Atlanta.